Hello, this is David Drake here, and I very much look forward to spending the day with you on May 15th. I wanted to tell you a little bit about what to expect from me on that day, and the best way to do that would be to tell you a couple of stories. When I was in university, I had been a good swimmer all my life and had done occasional lifeguarding at the pool during summers to make some extra money. So while I was in college, I decided to go out for the lifeguarding crew and take some more classes to advance my skills. So there's two points I want to make about what I learned that will be very useful for you on the day that I'm going to present. And they both sort of exemplify the key point that our mastery of our skill as a leader, as an HR professional, as a supervisor, or a coach is built on a foundation of our own maturity. I'm going to give you two examples of why that is the case. So, in the lifeguard class, we take turns trying to save each other, practice techniques, work with different scenarios. I was a very strong person and had very heavy bones. So, I was often volunteered to be the drowning victim for one very specific reason, that many people came into the class knowing themselves as a strong swimmer and even perhaps as a decent lifeguard. But when I played sort of dead weight, as we would say in English, they began to realize that it's not as easy, particularly when you're trying to rescue somebody who sinks and is heavier than you are. So again, it was part of the instructor's ambition to be able to help them understand just because you have the skills doesn't mean you have the wisdom to know if and how and when to use them. So that was the first point, which made for a lot of unpleasant experiences for me, but got her point across really powerfully. The experience I want to share of myself, which I'll share more of on the day when we're together, is when we got towards the end of class, we were doing a section on group life saving. She even had brought in a small boat, a rowboat, and put it in the middle of the large university pool. And got some fellow students to sit in the boat and then imagine that they had fallen out of the boat. And all of us as lifeguards on the side, and we were supposed to figure out how to rescue them all. And for whatever reason, I got volunteered to go first. And so I want to just share with you the five maturities and show you how they didn't show up for me that day. So the first is personal maturity. What can you draw on in the role that you play? So I came into this activity on the spot with the wrong mindset. I thought I was there to demonstrate how good of a lifeguard I was, which was a completely the wrong point in a way, but I didn't see that yet. So I was already kind of off to a bad start. Spiritual maturity, which is what we can see when we're working. And so I came to this moment with the wrong perspective. When the boat tipped over in the pool and everybody sort of pretended to be drowning, I focused on the drowning people and I thought, oh my gosh. I had been thinking about how am I going to rescue all these people because I was focused on them as opposed to the bigger picture, which I'll get to in a few minutes. So again, I started to feel a sense of panic. The third maturity is professional maturity. It's competencies, the thing we know a lot about in some ways, but often tends to lead us to the wrong focus. So again, I was focusing on my life-saving skills and trying to figure how am I going to use my skills as one person to go save, I think there's like five or six people drowning all at the same time. Of course, after the fact, you realize what a dumb way of thinking that was. But at the time, that's what I was focused on, as so many of us are, because we're trying to do a good job. And so all of that led to the wrong action, which is social maturity, right? It's our ability to wisely and effectively use what we know to address what's happening. So when I realized what it was happening, I just froze. I did nothing. And the instructor announced to all the people in the pool, you have now officially drowned. And what I realized was I not only was looking at the situation incorrectly, understanding it incorrectly, focusing incorrectly. But then, in the moment when I realized this, I froze again, which is not uncommon when we're not quite sure what we're to do. So ultimately, the last maturity is contextual maturity, which is our identity, who we think we are, our ability to bring everything together into one moment in time. And so ultimately, I realized I was coming into this imagining and holding on to the wrong role. What I completely failed to realize, which is totally obvious, was next to me was my entire group of peers of coaches. That fundamentally, the practice was not about my skill at life-saving. It was my skill of delegation. And so I had all the skills I needed to do all of this, including delegation. But I started off on the wrong foot, and one thing led to another. So I'm going to share with you on the day the whole set of the five maturities, using them as a very simple frame to look at your own development in your role, but also the way that you develop the people that work with you and for you and around you. I find for in our many of our cultures, we tend to focus way too much on information and skill development, which is great, except for the fact if somebody's not mature enough to know how to use those skills or when to use those skills or how much of those skills to use, it doesn't matter how much they know because they're not going to be very effective. And so it's a larger sort of theme for the day. We're going to look at this shift that I see happening in so many of these roles, whether we're a coach, a HR professional, a leader, or supervisor, which is this whole notion of moving from competent implementation. I'm going to do well what I was taught to do, which is a great place to begin. It's sort of like the givens you have to be in your role, but it's no longer sufficient to deal with the complexity and uncertainty that we face. What we're being asked to do now is move towards conscious improvisation, using who we all of who we are and what we know and what we're good at in the right amount, in the right way, at the right time, to improvise, to address whatever's in front of us. So we're going to give you some more about this in my keynote speech to start the day. Well, I have a couple of workshops for those who come to join me, looking at how do we want to use the day to support our own maturation. So I'm very much looking forward to meeting you and having you join us for the day. I think it's been an exciting day to kind of break us free a bit, to reimagine our role, whatever it is, in some profound and powerful new ways that I think are quite fitting for the time. And for me, the five maturities provides a very simple language and frame for us to look at how do we get there. And so I look forward to sharing more of that with you when we get together in May. So thank you very much. This is David Drake here, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.